Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to let you know that you can get your Great Detectives of Old Time Radio t-shirt, Lady Swim Fit Tee, or Pullover Hoodie by going to t-shirt.greatdetectives.net and placing your order today. If you're one of our overseas listeners, our vendor offers flat rate international shipping for $3, so go to t-shirt.greatdetectives.net. And remember, our listener's choice preliminary voting continues. Go to vote.greatdetectives.net to cast your ballot today. And remember, there are two separate ballots, and the top 16 on each ballot will advance to the final ballot next month. So remember to vote on both ballots. All right, well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date is January the 28th, 1948, and this one is The Song Request Theft.
Late Hour Lodge was friend Frankie Carl's cutting of Moonlight Serenade. For late tuner-inners, this is Jack Lasculey, the only disc jockey in captivity who was born with a platter in his mouth. Run, do not walk, to the nearest telephone and register your requests with the Lord of Lasculey's Lodge. If we've got it, you'll get it, because here nothing matters except what's on the platter. Then, another call, another customer. Lasculey Lodge, Lasculey speaking.
Hello, Jack.
Well, it isn't Hector, it isn't Rector, but my very good friend, the record collector.
That's right.
I recognize your voice. What's collecting, kid?
I'm still looking for that old OK recording of Malibu Malibu.
You've been chasing that for over 6 months, Jim.
Yeah, I've been trying to get it for years, and I'll catch up with it one of these days, too.
I've got my ears open for it.
Good.
What do you want me to play that's more in the current crop?
Well, how about my Made in America Maiden?
That it'll be.
Swell.
Okay.
I'd like to have it played at 10 o'clock.
Will do. You know, something funny's been happening lately.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'm going to make sure.
Well, Jack, what you do is your business. Only maybe it wouldn't be healthy if it interfered with mine.
Now, on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
No, I tell you. I'll call you if I do. Now, let me see. Where was I?
I didn't think you knew, Inspector. That's why I came down to see you.
Blackie, you're all I need.
That's what I thought. That's another reason I'm here at headquarters.
Blackie, let's understand something. Only one of us belongs down here.
I know, but I have so many other things to do.
Well, in that case, go do them. What do you want, anyway?
Just came down to offer my help in case there's a murder case lying around that needs a solution.
Well, there isn't any lying around, so suppose you turn around and get lost.
Oh, I can't turn around, Inspector. It makes me dizzy.
What's your excuse when you're standing still? Now, beat it, will you, Blackie? I got work to do.
I never heard a better reason for my staying.
How would you like me to throw you out?
You mean I have a choice? Let me see now. I think possibly...
You think? Are you kidding? You never had a thought in your life. Now get out of here. Call up your friend Mary Wesley. Waste her time. Do something. Do anything. But don't do it here.
Well, at least my intentions were good. I thought maybe there was something puzzling you.
Yes, there is.
Oh, I'll tell you the time. It's exactly...
It's exactly time for my patience to be exhausted. There's nothing for you to work on, Blackie. Nobody's been shot. Nobody's been killed. Nobody's even been hurt. But so help me, if you don't get out of here now, there's going to be somebody hurt. Somebody named you.
you listen.
Okay.
Now, the spot for tonight is a warehouse at number 18 Maiden Lane.
Yeah.
You're breaking the place on the dot of 10. You got it?
Got it, Mr. Blind.
Larry, are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening. But look, boss, I think we ought to lay low for a while. We're having too much luck. It's going to run out on us.
We're doing all right. We're going to keep on doing all right.
Yeah.
Now, maybe we will be interrupted one of these nights, but company won't bother you. If you're ready to shoot and shoot to kill.
I tell you, boss, I don't want to do it. We have enough
be
now.
Be quiet, Larry.
Okay.
Now, get everything ready and be set for that 10 o'clock date you have. I'll see you back here at midnight.
You don't want to come with us for a change, Mr. Barnes?
No, Henry, I don't. I have some recordings I want to play.
That's what I like. While we work, he plays.
Blackie?
Yeah?
What do you think of that robbery on Maiden Lane a little while ago?
Well, Mary, according to the radio, two people were killed, so I guess Faraday's thinking about it for me. He knows his stuff, though.
Yes.
I'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Hello, Blackie?
Hello?
This is Jack Lasculey.
Hello, Jack. How's my favorite disc jockey?
A little confused right now.
Really?
Listen, Blackie, did you hear about the robbery tonight?
Yes, down on Maiden Lane at 10 o'clock. I heard it on the radio. Why?
Well, I played a request for a guy at that time. It was a song called My Made in America Maiden.
Maiden, huh?
Yeah.
And the robbery was Maiden Lane. Who made the request, Jack?
Some guy who keeps calling me. He's a record collector.
When was the last time he phoned before tonight?
Well, a couple of nights ago.
Uh-huh.
He wanted a song called You Can't Thread a Needle from a Pine.
And I bet he wanted it played at midnight, didn't he?
That's right. How did you know?
A couple of nights ago, there was a robbery at midnight on Pine Street. Jack, somebody's using you to cue a holdup gang. Well, I'm glad you called me. I'm glad I was in. When it comes to getting a lead on a holdup gang, apparently there's no place like home.
Henry, I told you there'd be trouble on that Maiden Lane job tonight. I told you.
Oh, will you dry up? Just be lucky you aren't Tony.
Tony would still be alive.
Will you shut up, Larry? Say that once more, I'll take you apart.
You're too yellow to even try. Tony wouldn't have been killed if you hadn't turned yellow and run.
That's all, Larry. I heard enough from you.
No. Here's one to shut you up. Good.
Come on, get up, Larry. I'm not through with you. Get up.
You'll hear about this, Henry. You'll hear about it. One way or another.
Any more identification on this mug's body, Matthews?
No, we emptied his pockets. His name's Tony. Tony Bromwell, just a cheap hoodlum.
Yeah, well, we're going to round up the rest.
Hello, Faraday.
Well, goodbye, Blackie.
You mean good boy, Blackie. I bring not only good cheer, but good news.
Mm-hmm.
I have a line on the outfit that pulled this job tonight, and I know how we can be there waiting for them when they go to work again.
Oh, Mr. Know-it-all, well, I don't want to know any of it.
Oh, yes, you do. Come on, we're going down to a radio station. Listen to Jack Lasculey, the disc jockey.
I'm right in the middle of a murder case, and you want me to listen to records?
Yes, Faraday, I do. A schoolie show is an all-request program. And Jack gets certain requests from a certain character, and that signals his gang where to go next.
Blackie, sometimes I think you're out of your mind.
Out of my mind, am I? Well, you and I are going to watch Jack Lasculey's program and get some information out of the air.
Come on in, Blackie. Now, you got me up here to this broadcasting studio. Let's go in. Come on.
We've got a few minutes yet before the school goes on the air. Relax, Inspector.
Now, with you around, who could relax?
I can. Now, look. Once Jack Lasculey goes on the air, be quiet, will you? Tell you what you do. Say whatever you're thinking. That'll guarantee you won't open your mouth.
All I care about is that there's a call from that record collector you seem to think is the clue to this whole case.
I hope there will be. Oh, say, I just remembered something.
That's a change.
The schoolie is supposed to interview Guy Lombardo tonight.
Guy?
Lombardo's probably in the studio right now.
Guy Lombardo?
Uh-huh.
He's my favorite band leader. Hey, he's in there. I want to meet him.
Well, he's inside in person. What are we waiting for?
I don't know.
There's still a couple of minutes to air time, so we can go in and meet him. Hi there, Jack.
Blackie, come on in. Glad you could make it.
Thanks, Jack. This is Inspector Faraday.
Hi, Inspector.
Jack Lasculey. You two have something in common, I think. The school he spins record, the inspector just spins.
Blackie and Inspector Faraday, I'd like you to know my guest for this evening. You've heard his band a lot. This is Guy Lombardo.
Hello, nice Inspector. Hello, Blackie. Nice to know you.
Nice to know you, Guy. Say, that's a great band you have.
Thanks, Blackie. Say, that was a great case you broke last week. The one where the sports writer shot that boxer.
Nice to know that you read about it, Guy.
Yeah, anytime anybody can read, it comes as a big surprise to Blackie.
The inspector makes jokes when he isn't making arrests, Guy. The arrests, sometime, are good.
I wish you fellas would wait a minute or so. I put this dialogue on the air. It sounds fine.
Maybe we will. Say, Guy.
Yes, Blackie.
Naturally, I've heard that sweetest music this side of heaven of yours, listened to your records and heard your radio programs. What's the big secret of staying on top so long?
Oh, I guess leading a band is something like catching a crook, Blackie.
Yeah, this I gotta hear.
Well, first of all, the public must be pleased.
Yeah.
They're pleased when a killer is caught, aren't they?
That's right.
Well, in order to catch a clever thief, you've got to have a plan.
Sure do.
In order to make good music, you've got to have good arrangement. Same thing.
Sounds like you've got something there.
Furthermore, success only comes when you get somebody to face the music.
Okay.
Both in your business and mine. Right, Blackie?
It certainly is. You know, Guy, I...
Hold everything, fellas. This may be the call Blackie and Faraday came up here for. The Schooley Lodge, the boss speaking.
Hello, Jack.
Wait a second. Inspector Faraday, Blackie.
Yes.
Let's pick up that extension phone over there. This is the call.
Okay, Miss Schooley. Now take your hand away from the mouthpiece as soon as I pick up this phone. Okay, I got it. Go ahead.
All right now, my friend. Can I serve you a measure of musical pleasure?
You sure can.
Okay.
You can find that old okay record I've been asking for.
I'm looking, but nothing's cooking. But I'll find it one of these days. What do you have tonight?
Do you have a record of You Can't Two-Time Me Two Times?
Sure do. Is that for you?
That's for me, all right. How about playing it at 4 a.m.?
You'll have it. It's You Can't Two-Time Me Two Times at 4. 2 times 2 makes 4, so the whole thing makes sense. Call again.
I will.
Was that the call you were waiting for, Inspector?
It sure was, Guy.
Look, fellas, I go on the air in 30 seconds. Are you going to wait?
I'm not sure, Jack. Faraday, did you get the request the guy made?
Well, sure, I got it. Only I don't get it.
He said something about times, Inspector. Time. Mm-hmm. That's got to mean Times Square. And he wants the record played at 4 a.m. You get it now, don't you?
Hey, I'm beginning to get it, too.
What you're getting is right, Guy. And at 4 a.m., Inspector Faraday and I are going to get that gang.
Turn left at the end of the block, and we'll be on the north side of Times Square, Leary.
I know where we'll be.
Still sore from that kicking around I gave you, huh?
If anybody gets killed tonight, Henry, I hope it's you. And it may be my fault.
You just better hope you don't get shot in the back yourself. Turn here.
I know where to turn.
Awful quiet up here.
What do you expect at 4 in the morning, a parade?
Get lost.
Now, which is the place we knock off?
The store just across from the hotel. There it is, the other end of the square. Slow down.
Okay. What do we have to drive the whole length of Times Square for? That's asking for trouble.
Mr. Barnes said to drive across Times Square. Look things over. Hey, nothing move behind us.
So what? We aren't the only people out tonight.
Larry, it's cops putting a roadblock across 46th Street.
Huh?
Yeah, look up ahead. Another block. They got all the streets blocked off.
Henry, I told you.
Never mind what you told me. Step on.
All right, all right.
Step on it and bust through that barricade.
All right.
Fast.
Hold on, will you?
Faster, Larry. Let's get away from here quick.
This is one roadblock that won't stop us. Here we go!
And now, let's get back to Boston Blackie. Jack LaSchooley, disc jockey, receives phoned-in song requests. And shortly afterwards, there are robberies on streets whose names correspond with a word in the title of the songs. Blackie is sure that the requests are being used to broadcast instructions to a gang of thieves. His theory is borne out when he and Faraday follow one of the leads, and the gang appears at the designated spot. The thieves escape, however. As we return to our story, it is several days later, and Blackie is in Mary Wesley's apartment.
I knew that gang would quit operating after the run-in they almost had with us in Times Square the other night.
Oh?
They've gone underground, Mary.
Well, you think they'll stay there for good, Blackie?
I don't know, but I think I ought to go see Faraday and get him to listen to Lascouli in case another tip-off comes in.
Well, I don't know what else you can do.
Well, Mary, I guess it's so long for now, then.
Huh?
I'll be back when there's something on the air that'll stop me from being up in the air.
Hello?
Good afternoon, Jack. What's the matter? You asleep?
No, I was, though, until the phone rang.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I forgot you sleep in the afternoon. You know who this is, don't you?
Yes, my old friend the collector. Collect some other time, will you?
Sure, Jack, but I just...
No, wait a minute. I guess I wasn't as awake as I thought. You have another message for me? Another one of those weird ones?
No, not now.
Uh-huh.
I might have one tonight, though.
Oh, swell. I'll be waiting for your call.
You might get one. But yeah. Look, what I really want to know is, have you had any luck finding that okay recording of Malibu Malibu?
No, Joe, I'm working on it. Leave it to me. Leave everything to me.
All right, boys.
Quiet,
now, we're going ahead with our plans for the night.
It's crazy, Mr. Barnes. The police are on. It was that roadblock.
They didn't catch you today.
Now,
you and the boys are going out tonight as planned. The address is 10 Helen Street.
All right.
Henry, you know all the plans?
Sure, boy.
You know what to do, Larry?
Yes, but...
I don't want any yes buts. I want the job done and done right.
Now,
remember, have your guns ready and shoot if you have to. Shoot to kill. Now, get out of here, all of you.
Come on, boy.
I'm coming, Larry.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Radio station.
I know what radio station it is. Just connect me with Jack Lascouli.
Blackie, I wish you'd stop talking about Jack Lascouli. Now, if you like his program so much, go listen to it. But don't make me listen to you.
I still say someone is tipping the gang through Lascouli's program. The next time a tip is given, we're going to...
Inspector Faraday.
What is it, Mrs.?
Hello,
Blackie. Hello, Sergeant.
Inspector, you asked me to listen to Lascouli's program and tell you when that record collector phoned you again.
Uh-huh. You didn't agree with my theory, Inspector.
Lascouli called me. He expects a call tonight. That fellow on the phone with Lascouli now, a message?
Yeah, I'll turn on your radio and you can listen in here. I just admit a call.
Faraday, I think your face is red.
Well, it's warm in here.
I hadn't noticed it.
Okay, record? Sorry, but I'm still looking. Sure, you know I'll play anything you want, anytime you want. What'll it be? Hello, Helen? Why, sure, with a twist of the table, it's on. Oh, you don't want to hear it till 10. Okay, at 10. Then it's hello, Helen.
Turn it off, Matthews. I've heard enough.
Hello,
Faraday. I guess at 10 o'clock we go to Helen Street.
That's right. Only it's a long street.
As far as this gang is concerned, pal, it won't be long now.
That's it, Inspector Faraday.
Right.
Boys have this street barricaded at both ends. I'll go back and see that the riot squad's ready.
Good enough. Do that, Matthews.
Right. I'll be seeing you, Inspector.
All I can tell you, Faraday, is I hope I'm right.
You hope you're right. Blackie, I've got 2 dozen men down here on Helen Street. We know there's a load of diamonds in this jewelry store down the block, and that's where the gang is probably heading. And you hope you're right.
If that disturbs you so much, Faraday, I'll change it. I hope I'm wrong. Like that better?
I certainly don't like you better, I'll tell you that. It's almost time for some action.
Less than a minute, isn't it?
That's right. And if you were right, we'll have the whole gang exactly where we want them.
Maybe.
Now, he says maybe. Mm-hmm. Didn't you tell me we could round up the gang when we heard that tip off on the schoolies program? Didn't you?
Yes, but I have another idea.
What?
I don't think that we're going to catch the boss.
Oh, it's a fine time to think that. There they are, Blackie.
four guys in a car.
Well, let's go. What are we waiting for?
I got 24 men out there. They'll handle that gang.
Looks like they've started to handle them right now. Two of those guys are down already.
Pick up the third one. Have to get the last one. Good work, boys. Good work. Hold everything. All right, Inspector.
We got them all. Every one of them. They're all dead. Start cleaning this gang up.
Well, thanks for your help, Blackie.
Oh, that's all right, Inspector. Glad to be of assistance. Only I have to be a little repetitious.
Again?
I don't agree with Matthews. I don't think the gang is cleaned up.
You mean there are others?
At least one other. You see, there's something a little wrong with the information that Lascoli was getting.
And what's that?
I think whoever it was that was calling him wanted the police tipped off and not the gang. He wanted his own gang wiped out.
Yeah, that's great. Now he'll disappear and we'll never find out who he is. He'll never call Lascoli again.
Maybe I can make him. That is, if I can sound like an old man.
You certainly think like one. What are you talking about?
Listen in to Jack Lascoli's program tonight. I'm going to be an old man. Old man.
Blackie,
yeah.
Are you sure you can play the part of an old man without whiskers?
This is radio, Mary, not television.
Oh, well, that makes a big difference.
Oh, Jack's just given me the signal to come on in the studio. Well, Mary, wish me luck.
Good luck, old man.
Huh? Here goes.
Okay.
And now we have a surprise for all you lads and lasses, and especially for one listener in particular who wants a certain record like I want $1 million. Here in the studio tonight, I have a guest. A young guest, about 80 years young, I'd say.
Yep.
And he's a record collector. His name is Ezra Lawrence. How long have you been collecting records, Mr. Lawrence?
Oh, about as long as they've been making things, son.
I suppose you have some really rare discs then, haven't you?
I've got some as far back as the first Ediphones.
Those things an inch thick, hmm?
Some of them ain't discs at all, just cylinders.
Say, I'd certainly like to hear some of your old records sometime.
Be glad to play them for you, son.
I'll accept that invitation. By the way, you don't have any old OK records, do you?
Yes, got a few.
You don't by any chance have Malibu Malibu, do you?
Sure have.
Great.
It's the only copy in existence, I reckon.
I suppose you wouldn't part with it, though.
Well, now I might. This fella's got to eat, and I can't eat my records.
You could eat plenty for what you could get for that old OK record, Mr. Lawrence. I wouldn't be surprised if... Excuse me. Lascoli Lodge, Lascoli speaking.
Jack, hold that old man up there. Don't let him get away.
Oh, hello. You heard about your OK record, did you?
Yeah, and I have to have it, Jack. I have to have it. Will that old man sell it to me?
I don't know. I'll ask him.
Okay.
Mr. Lawrence?
What's that?
Mr. Lawrence, have a buyer for that OK record of yours? Would you sell?
It depends on the price.
I hear him. I heard him. Tell him I'll pay whatever he asks. I'll be right up, Jack. I've got to have that record.
Back of the curtains, Faraday.
All right.
I don't want this guy to see anyone in this office but the Lascoli.
Things I have to do when I listen to your ideas.
The thing you do is catch the guys you're looking for, though. Uh-oh. Maybe this is the guy we want.
Maybe.
Come in. Jack Lascoli? Yes, come in. You the one who phoned about that OK record?
Yes, do you have it? Where's the old man? He really has that OK record, doesn't he?
This is OK. Well,
he said he did. He went home to get it. He'll be back in a little while.
Thanks.
You know, it's nice meeting you after all these months. And those requests of yours, the ones that seem to jive with a series of robberies in town. They've had me really interested in you.
Well, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about this old man and his OK record.
No, let's talk about you instead.
Stay where you are, you.
What is this?
I'll show you what it is.
Cops, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, you've got to go.
Get him.
Never mind, Blackie. I've got him.
That old man with the OK
record. I was the old man. You want an OK record, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what's going to happen to you because of it is okay with me.
Well, Blackie, I hope you're happy. You were right about the tips Lascoli was getting.
Well, you should be happy, too.
Sure, I am, too.
So why don't you smile, Inspector?
What's there to smile about?
Oh, I think you have a lot to smile about, Inspector Faraday. You have that Mr., what's his name?
Barnes, Mary. William Barnes.
Yeah. You have Mr. Barnes in jail, and all the men who worked for him are dead.
I'll tell you why Faraday isn't smiling, Mary.
Why?
I was right about everything. too right.
I agree that Barnes was tipping off his gang with those requests he made to Lascoulis.
But that's where you were wrong, Faraday. He wasn't tipping his gang. He was tipping off Lascoulis. Even I didn't realize that, though, until just before we knocked off his gang.
What made you realize it then?
Mary, he asked for his request to be played at the exact time scheduled for the robberies.
Yeah.
The tips were too late for his gang, but not too late for Lascoulis to inform the police.
Blackie, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to ask why Barnes went to all that trouble.
Barnes was rich, Mary. He wanted to quit. But he wanted to get rid of the man who knew too much about him.
Well, then why didn't he just phone the police or write them a letter?
Oh, phone calls and letters to the police can be traced, Mary. And besides, Barnes got a kick out of doing it through Jack Lascoulis. He had the same result, you see, and Barnes was record happy. What's more, he planned on stopping his calls to Lascoulis as soon as his gang was killed and therefore be in the clear himself.
Oh, but wait a minute, Blackie. Why didn't he stop calling Mr. Lascoulis?
His mania for collecting records got him, just as I hoped it would when I went on the air.
Oh, that story about that okay record.
Yes, Faraday, but from now on, believe me, Barnes will have another kind of a record. A police record.
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. I enjoyed that one quite a bit. I was really struck by the opening and Jack Lascoulis. I was actually, as I was listening to it, I was like, okay, did a music show accidentally get placed on this disc instead of Boston Blackie? But it wasn't. Lascoulis was actually a real life disc jockey. And many people may know him from the time that he was on the Today Show in the 1950s and 60s as a TV show host. At this point, he was actually WOR's all-night radio guy. He had only taken over the role in the fall of 1947, but he had also been part of a morning drive time radio program on WNEW, which is now WBBR if you're in the New York City area. And I read that he actually appeared on A Quiet Please in April of 1948 and recreated this all-night radio program. And according to the Wikipedia entry, it was so realistic that people called into the station with their request. And I have no doubt, based on what we heard on Boston Blackie, that that could have happened, because this really does sound realistic. And it could be that this particular episode may have been what caught the producers of Quiet Please and got them to do the episode they did. And, of course, we get a guest appearance by Guy Lombardo. And the way Blackie was talking to him, it didn't actually sound like Blackie. It sounded like Dick Colmer from the morning program he did with his wife. I was like, okay, you better switch back to being Blackie at this point. But I think these particular appearances really do go to Colmer's standing in the New York media community and being able to pull in these particular guest appearances. Now, listener comments and feedback, and have this from Donna, who asked, when will you be bringing us Broadway Is My Beat? That's a great question, Donna. It will be quite a few years yet at this point. Broadway Is My Beat is Of all the series we have not done yet, the one with the most episodes circulating, about 160, I believe. So we have to find, you know, a pretty big gap to fill that. And they got a response. I said something similar on Facebook in response, and that got a responsive sigh. Sorry about that. But I am looking at, for our next listener support, well, not our next one, but our fall listener support campaign, to go ahead and list out a plan for what series we're going to be playing on what days, not just for season 11, but a tentative plan that will include most of the large series, because I've got a pretty good sense of where I want to play most of them. There are a few, you know, small one or two episode series where I don't quite know where I want to put it. But for the rest of those that we haven't done, I think I've got a pretty good idea. So I hope to have something that'll provide more definitive answers on those most popular series. But thanks so much for the question, Donna. Now we turn with listener comments and feedback to the Australian iTunes store and have a couple reviews here. This one from David, who writes, "I really enjoy your podcast of old-time radio plays. It will take me some time to listen to all of them, and your dedication is appreciated." And then we have from Farmer underscore Nick, "This is top shelf A1 entertainment. Hop on. You won't be disappointed. Love it." Well, thank you so much for your views. I appreciate that. And thank you so much to everyone who's listening to the program from around the world. It's been a few years since I checked the iTunes reviews for countries outside the U.S. For those who don't know, iTunes actually segregates reviews by country. However, I found an easy way to go from country to country, so I'll probably start checking those like every year. As we don't get a ton of reviews there, more than 80% of our listeners are in the United States, but I hope to check the U.S., Canada, U.K., and Australia every year. Based on our stats service, it doesn't make sense to check other countries. Outside of that, if you do have iTunes in a country outside of those three and the United States, and you see a review in the iTunes store, let me know, and I will take a look at it. But thank you so much to everyone who writes reviews in the iTunes store, whichever country you're in. Thank you so much for that. All right, that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and then next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. And remember to cast your vote in the preliminary round of listener's choice voting. Go to vote.greatdetectives.net. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.